States. And you can't
appreciate
it. Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up. Raise 10-0. Even.
The Imaginary Radio Show with the Imaginary Radio Show players. In tonight's episode, we're featuring Brian O.
On my own show, when they leave, I record myself. And I'm funny.
Alicia. Brian M.
Because when like, you understand.
Oh, yes!
Sherry.
Where are your sawed-off shotguns when you need them?
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Well, speaking of fake towns, this is what I do when I sleep. Or I try to sleep. I couldn't sleep the other night. And I was watching this show on the History Channel about how the states are made.
It's a really interesting show. Oh, we saw that, the borders of the states?
Yeah, it's a really interesting show. Yeah. It shows a little history of whatever. So I'm falling asleep and the show's running through my head. And I just made up this fake town in my head. I called it Pepper Town. And I made up the whole town. Cool. Like, I was like, okay, there's a railroad track at the end of it, and there's two gas stations. There's one on this side, one on this side.
Can you pee in there?
There's one... there's 87 bathrooms in Peppertown. There's a million bathrooms.
Public ones, I hope.
Oh, please. You're allowed... No, in Peppertown, you can just go on the street.
All right.
I'm the mayor of Peppertown. You gotta go? Feel free to go.
Sounds like it might be Mayor Gammontown.
It kind of looks like Gammontown, but it's Peppertown.
Smells like it, too.
And I'm sitting there and just like trying to go to sleep, but I have to build this town.
So it's like,
in my head.
It's like a waking dream kind of thing?
Yeah, it's like counting sheep, but I'm building a pepper town.
Were the Beatles there?
No, they were not. The there was, let me see, what did I have? I had two gas stations. I had one fire department. It's a small town. It's only about 6,000 people, 6,000 to 8,000 people. Then I'm building schools. I'm like, well, there's one middle school. It's probably two, like, K through fives. And then there's Peppertown High School. Then, but here's the thing that was killing me. This is the thing I couldn't go to sleep. I'm like, Brian, you're imagining a fake town. Just go to bed. So I'm like, all right, a fake town. I'm going to bed. All right. And the thing is, I just needed the mascot for the high school team. And I couldn't get it.
You're a lunatic.
I am.
That's out there, Brian.
No, and it's true. And it was another half an hour going to Peppertown what? The Peppertown what? And I couldn't figure it out. I don't know.
Oh, you still didn't get it?
Oh, no, I didn't get it. I don't have an answer to
that. What about a pepper?
How did you sleep?
The Peppertown Peppers.
That's actually too, but
no. Peppertown Poppers.
No. Take the pepper out of it. But I mean, you keep leaving the pepper in. It's Peppertown, but I mean, it's not about pepper.
Well, where did you get the name Peppertown?
You know what? I didn't realize where I got it from, but where I used to go in summer. There was an outcropping of rocks. Trust me, I ain't rich. My friend's rich, Alex. We burp for Alex. And at his summer house, because he was nice enough to let me come up there all the time, there's a stretch of rocks that are on the whole side of the lake. And since the 20s and the 10s and the 30s and stuff like that, people paint the rocks. So in the 20s, I think it was the 20s, there's this perfect rock to paint. You know, they put your initials on it and stuff like that. It's like, it was a thing to do. And they wrote Peppertown across it.
Huh.
And it's still there.
Cool.
People repaint it. Peppertown, you don't touch Peppertown.
That's cool.
You can go over somebody else's rock, like if it's completely gone. There's like rules to it.
Unspoken.
So, there are unspoken rules to it. Like if the thing's completely washed away, you can paint over. But if you go down to the cove, they have things there, like my friend's grandfather's rock is there.
Cool.
And it says, you know, his initials 1934.
Uh-huh.
And it's still there. We have one rock, the R Rock. And it's just, it's a horrible rock. Because you can't see it from any place. You can see it from across the lake, but that's it because it's facing up. You can see it from an airplane. It's the dumbest rock. We're looking around for like, okay, we want a rock. We finally want a rock. But they're all taken.
Yeah.
They're all painted and taken.
Wow.
So we finally have it, so we have this. And it's a big rock. And we paint it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it's still there. I'm going to go find it.
But
I think
cool.
That's where I got the name Peppertown.
Okay.
So Peppertown. So that's
you think?
I guess. So I need a mascot.
Okay.
Help.
Oh, the help.
I need somebody. I like the idea of going with just a pepper.
No, big, no, no, no.
Big old
no, no.
Cuban old pepper running out on the field.
No, no, because I don't want it to relate
to
pepper.
I'm trying to correlate
pepper.
It with rocks. Like,
yeah, I don't want to correlate
the Peppertown rocks.
There's a shop right in Peppertown, by the way.
Is there?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for letting me know.
All right, listeners, if you have any ideas what the Peppertown mascot should be, please send them in.
imaginaryradio@optonline.net.
Or
like our Imaginary Radio Show page on Facebook, and then leave us a message there.
Wow, cheap commercial for the Imaginary Radio Show.
You should get SimCity and like...
That yeah, I know, I used to play. That was like, it was like SimCity, but I didn't have to build like the pipes. You know what I mean? I was just picturing like, okay, there's a deli over here, and there's like, you know, one of those shoe places that's in every little town in the world. Those stupid shoe places. Why are they there?
Shoe repairers.
Yeah.
Your shoes.
Hey, wait.
No.
I need my shoe repaired. Let me take out my shoe.
Shoe repair? They're still in business?
Yeah, there's one in Red Bank. It's like this wide.
I know. Every little town has. Peppertown has one. I was walking the other day in Peppertown, and there's a guy, and he's fixing shoes. He's a cobbler. What do you do for a living? I'm a cobbler. Nobody says that anymore.
My shoes are so inexpensive that...
Well, that's what I mean.
I would just buy new shoes.
Women do, because, the heel broke off my $550 shoes. I guess you go to the cobbler. And that's how this guy... And it's always an old guy. Guy's 110 if he's a day.
The shoe that I need repaired, that I'm doing myself, because I'm not going to take it to the place, I only didn't buy another set of shoes, a pair of shoes like that, because I can't get... It's, like, from last year, so they're not going to have them again this year, but I really love them.
Go to Peppertown. They have a cobbler there.
Really?
Yes, they do.
He's 110, though.
He's 110, though. You walk in that place, and it just hasn't changed in...
It's all dusty
It's
and
the same place. And it's like that. In my hometown, there was one. It's still there. I'm sure it's the same guy or his son. It's not like some 25-year-old goes, I'm going to be a cobbler. And then they open up a shoe... fixy place. They don't do that. You walk in, it's just ancient. It's got that old cash register on the thing.
Not
pops
even electric,
up.
You just...
Oh, yeah, no, it's the one with the buttons. You go, ding, ding, and the things pop up in the thing. What's that called?
A lot of things.
The dollars come up. There's old cash registers.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, mind you, weigh quite an amount of weight. Those things Those things are... Oof.
Yeah.
Heavy.
I bought one once.
Heavy metal.
At a big flea market. This is a big flea market. So it's like the whole parking lot, half the parking lot of Giant Stadium. So I'm walking, and there's a cash register. I don't know anything about cash register. It just looked good. It looked really nice. And I'm like, I want that cash register. I want that cash register. And the guy's just sitting there looking at me, and he sees that I really like this cash register. And I'm like, And I'm looking at it. He goes, I say to him, how much is it? He's like, $70. I'm not going to pay $70 for a cash register. I don't know anything about it. Yeah, what am I going to put in it? You just took all my money. But I'm like, oh, this would be cool. I could, like, put it on just put change in it and put my keys in it, whatever. I'm hitting the buttons and the things are popping up, 1 cent, 2 cent, 3 cent, and the drawer's opening up. I'm like, this thing's great. And I'm like, I just can't afford $70, and I turn to leave. And then he just, in the smarmiest, weird voice goes, how much you want to pay for it? Like he was weird and scary. I got chills. I wanted it, so I turned around. I'm like, $30? He's like, it's yours.
Cool.
And he just smirked and smiled. And I'm like, okay, great. All right, you creep. Okay, great. Here's $30. When I come back, after I'm done walking, I can't walk around a cash register. I'll come back at the end of my thingy, and then I'll go and I'll take it away. He's like, no problem. I'll be here. And so I did that, whatever. I came back, and I went to go grab it, and I couldn't budge it. I couldn't move it. It was so heavy. That's why the guy wanted he was so happy. And he's looking at me with just a shitty grin on his face. Like, now you have the curse. Because he had to lug this thing up and down, in and out every time he brought it to the flea market. So I could have gotten that for anything. Anything.
$5.
That's why he's like, how much you want to pay for it? Because he knew he was cursing me. So it was my curse. Now I had it, so I had to borrow a hand truck from somebody. I'm walking around looking for people. I'm like, oh, a hand truck. I'm like, here, it's $10. Now I'm ready. Now I'm going to charge. It's going to cost me $75 just to get it over to my car. So I'm $10. Give me your hand truck. So I got it down. He helped me. He did anything possible to get it out. Because once it was out of his little area, it was made his day. Because he's been lugging this thing around for years. So I put on the hand truck. And when you have a hand truck, so obviously you can move it around. I'm like, okay, this is perfect. So blah, blah, blah. I go to my car.
Yeah, you got to put it in your car.
How far is it from your back seat to the ground?
2 feet?
Less, I think, maybe. I couldn't get it in the car. I couldn't get it up. I couldn't tilt it to get it into the back seat. And it took me, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes. I was sweating. I had to stop and take breaks. And it was just like, it was the most unbelievable thing. So I finally get it in the car. And the car is just leaning down. Because this thing's heavy, heavy, heavy. And like an idiot, I put it on the driver's side. In the back seat, but on the driver's side. So now I get in the car, and we're just leaning.
me and my cash register.
Yeah, me and my cash register just leaning to one side. I'm driving down the road, and I'm like, I live in an apartment with one flight of steps.
Oh, no.
This isn't going to happen. Oh. So I had my store where I sell things. I have this curse, and I have this little section of the store. I don't have it anymore, but I used to have it where, you know, they rent you out a little 10x10 thing, and you put your little things in there, and you sell them. So I said, you know what, I'm just going to have to put this in my store. Like, whatever, it is what it is. So I kept it in the car until I got to the store. They have a hand truck there. I fell right out of the car, put it on the hand truck, and then put it inside the store, and I put it in there. I thought the floor was going to fall over. I mean, I'm like, oh my God, I stuck a $75 price tag on it, and just like the guy, I'm like, good enough, $75, you can take it. You can take it, because I spent too much money on this, too much time on this. I'm like...
Did it sell?
Well, no. Because every time somebody went to go look at it, they went to move it, and they realized it was too heavy. Like, we can't do anything with this. You know, like a normal person would sit there and actually, oh, let me see. Let me kind of look at this. Where can I put this? Oh, it's too heavy. It's really not my thing. Not me. Oh, how much? $30. Give me the heavy thing that I got to carry around for forever. So that was me. So I had the cash register in there for the longest time, and nobody would buy it. And I just happened to be at the store the one day, and there was a guy there, and he's looking at the cash register. And you could tell he likes it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's like, ooh, he's hitting the buttons, and everything's popping up. And I'm like, you know, he's like, how much is it? $75. And he's just like, oh, my God, yeah, whatever. So that me, and I'm like,
how much you want to pay for it?
How much you want to pay for it? And I understand why the guy was, like, that creepy. I'm like... Oh my God, I'm the guy. I get it. I'm going to pass this curse on to somebody else.
Aww.
And the guy looked at me, he's like, I don't know, $30? I'm like, great.
No.
Take it out. Hang on a second.
Right,
I'll get the hand truck, and I'll bring it to your car, and I helped him lift it into the car, so we didn't really know what he had. I watched him drive off, and it was like a weight was lifted off my
head. So you paid $10
literally
for that?
Yeah, probably. After it was said and done, yeah. $10 for the hand truck. Never mind the gas that my car had to use just to lug that thing around. Because I had it in the car for like a week. So I wasn't going right to my store.
Oh.
So I'm driving around cockeyed, just putting air on my tires for a week. That thing was so...
How much do you think?
Heavy. I don't know, because I have scales there at my store too, like antique scales. And it just wouldn't register. They spin around and, like, you know, because it scales to weigh people.
Well, how much did the scale go up to?
I don't know, 200 pounds?
So it was more than 200 pounds?
Oh, the thing was ridiculous.
That's
you couldn't even tilt it up. It was ridiculous.
Wow.
Sheesh.
I guess they didn't want people to loot them in the day or something.
That's why those guys keep those shoe stores. They don't want to move the calf right there. I'd rather just stay open and fix shoes.
That's funny.
Don't away, I know I'll find the
it's up to our listeners.
Is there another town named Peppertown?
What state is it in?
That'd be New Jersey.
No, it's a fake town. It's Peppertown. It's like Middletown, USA. It's Peppertown, USA.
Okay.
There's no state involved. But it has the climate of... It has winters and summers. It has all four seasons.
New Jersey.
Kind of, but I mean, but it's not New Jersey because it's fake.
Hmm. It only has one high school. Does it have like a private school?
No, there's a like a Catholic school in East.
I knew you were
going to
say that.
Yeah.
There has to be.
Couple churches.
There were several churches, the Baptists, the other people, the Catholics, the Roman Catholics.
You need a bowling alley.
Yeah,
I bet you there's a bowling alley.
You can do crazy dances when you.
Could be a bowling alley.
Skating place too.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a combination.
It's something.
Nice. Rolling on skates? That's a little
dangerous. Yeah, it's a small town.
You mean arcade in the...
8,000.
And air hockey. Love air
hockey.
Yeah.
Is there a boardwalk? Is it near...
No. It's not on the ocean.
Oh, it's landlocked.
It's a land... I think, believe it's landlocked. Because it's got to be like central, you know, suburbia. It has to be the definition of suburbia. So there can't be anything that's, you know... There can't be a beach. And Pepper.
You have a mountain, because you need some sort of...
There's green...
Nice landscape.
I want to think that there's a little lake in the center of it, but a small lake, where you can go swimming.
And ice skating.
Yeah. In the winter, Peppertown's nice. They put the decorations up with the lights. And it's nice. Yeah, it's like picturesque. It's like credit card. It's like a postcard at Christmas... Christmas postcard in Peppertown.
Christmas card.
On the lake, and they there's a lake, and they ice skate on the lake. Thank you. Here's a map of Peppertown. Give me a piece of paper.
Do you think are you close to them taking you away, Brian, or is this,
just
the beginning?
There's no insane asylum in Peppertown. There's no Boys Town in Peppertown. That's
Town.
For sure. Peppertown. Hang on. I have to draw
Peppertown.
I know.
Do they, nice.
Sorry.
Peppertown. In said Peppertown, do they have anything pepper-ish?
No, will you stop with the peppers? It has nothing to do with peppers.
At the Pepper Festival in Peppertown.
There is a Pepper Festival, but it's not because it's pepper. It's because it's called pepper. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It just so happens.
Enough with the peppers.
Do they
Mr. Pepper, back in 1640, established Peppertown. That's why they call it Peppertown. So enough with the peppers.
Oh.
Okay?
So it's about
it's not pepper. Maybe
yeah, Mr. Pepperton.
Or something. P-E-P-P-P-E-R. It's not pepper.
Mr. Pepperton had a lot of land, and then he sold it. So they called it Pepperton. And that had been after the years, it made it Peppertown.
Okay. That's fine.
This is a lake right here. In the center of town. There's a town hall. There's trees here. Let me trees. There's a town hall. There's a library. There's a library. What else is in town? There's a shoe
farm.
Place.
Is there a farm?
No.
Do they have produce?
No.
Farmer's market, he's saying.
Is there a farmer's market? Is there a guy that has a stand that says Peppertown Peppers?
Oh, just give him that.
Okay,
you know,
that's it.
Need a little more shape to the lake. I don't like it being like a big circle.
Oh, you don't like it being like a perfect circle like lakes are?
No.
There we go. It's got a little, okay, there we go. Peanut Lake.
A little nice shape.
Peanut Lake.
Peanut Lake. Peanut. This is Peanut Lake in Peppertown.
It's all food related.
And it's not named after a peanut, Bri. Mr. Peanut founded it. He had the hat on, the glasses.
Monocle.
The monocle. Peanut Lake. No, actually, it is named for a peanut because it's shaped like a peanut. Mm-hmm. Peanut Lake is a pepper town. And then my
bean.
Shoe
That's
store.
What I
mean,
like a kidney Lake.
Kidney Lake.
It's like a kidney bean.
Drop your kidneys.
Pepper town, where you can go to the bathroom 24/7, no matter where you are.
Peanut Lake.
No, there's no pee in Peanut Lake. This is Enut Lake. It's called that because there's no pee in it.
Enut Lake.
So I got my shoe store. What else is in town? Should I shop right?
There's got to be a music store.
Nah.
Where's the bowling alley?
Not
where's
even
it,
a music
there?
Store.
Where's the, what do they call that thing where you play outside?
A gazebo?
Yeah.
There's
well,
a
not a gazebo, but
a
like
pavilion?
A half, no, like a half dome thing. What
yeah.
Do
like
call
a,
them? I had the word.
Oh, I know.
Like a shell, like the
band shell?
Yeah, like a band shell.
Hmm. There's a band shell on Peanut Lake.
Yeah, but there's no music store. How are they going to get guitar strings?
There's no music store. How can a music store sustain in a small town.
They drive to, online. Okay.
East Peppertown has the same ash. You know, not for nothing, but East Peppertown sounds a lot better than Peppertown. They got everything. Bowling alleys, Sam Ashes.
Yeah. No major highway runs through it, right?
No, they have Main Street. There's Main.
Is it a grid?
No. It got settled in 1640. Oh. They didn't grid back then. It was wherever the houses land. This is Main Avenue.
The houses land.
Main Avenue. What's the name of this street?
First Street.
No, they didn't have names. They didn't have numbers back then because they didn't grid.
They didn't have numbers back then.
They didn't have numbers back then. That's how old this place is.
They counted on their fingers. A, B, C, D.
But they just A Street.
Salty Lane.
Salty?
I think in France they did Salty Lane. Grid.
Where? And where?
In France.
Yeah, but no, those are like big. They gridded when things got big.
Okay.
This is Mr. Pepperton's farm. He didn't grid.
Okay.
He planted. Right.
He growed.
He growed. And then he sold. And then Peppertown.
Okay. Is there a little nuclear power?
No.
It's all solar powered and wind.
It does have a wind turbine. They like wind turbines. Those things are cool. And has like, what are those things called? A wind farm?
Windmills?
There's a wind farm on the outside of Peppertown because there's a lot of land there.
Okay. Near East Pepper?
You need a huge garden, like a preserve.
Ooh, a wildlife preserve.
Yeah.
This is something by Peanut Lake. Relax, this town's getting a little too big. This is suburbia.
Too big for his purchase.
She wants to put a bowling alley in. Give her an arcade. I'm not going to give her a
bowling alley. It's becoming overcrowded.
Arcade, bowling alley.
Okay, arcade, bowling alley. All right.
Skating.
Roller skating, arcade, bowling alley. It's on the edge of town by the railroad tracks.
Near the Chinese restaurant.
Chinese restaurant. There's a pizzeria. There's two pizzerias.
Wow.
All right.
What else? I like my town.
Health food store. Gotta have my health food store.
But they got ShopRite.
I want my health food store.
Sorry.
Whole Foods.
I'm sorry.
Fine, I'm moving out.
They're gonna move out of Pepper. I'm sorry. They don't have a music store.
Can you put a Bradley's in there?
No.
Or Two Guys?
Caldors? Bamburgers?
Wow. Bosco.
When does this town exist?
Yeah, exactly.
Bradley's and Two Guys?
No. ShopRite.
1979.
ShopRite used to be a Two Guys. And then when Two Guys went out of business, ShopRite took the building. That's why it's called the Two Guys ShopRite.
Okay.
The old people call it Two Guys ShopRite. I'm going to Two Guys ShopRite. And then they go. The young people laugh at them and they don't know what they're talking about.
Okay.
Nice.
That's good. You should make this one day.
What, Pepperton?
Yeah.
Found it.
You should found it. You could be Mr. Pepperton.
No, Mr. Pepperton's dead. His grave is there. There's a graveyard. There's a graveyard. There has to be a graveyard in Peppertown. And Mr. Pepperton is buried in the graveyard.
Right in the front?
No, it's in the back.
He's in the back?
Yeah.
He needs a mausoleum.
No, he didn't have a lot of money back then.
Oh. But but the residents kids and his grandkids. So
and it's gated off because they're the Peppertons from Peppertown. Hmm. So all the family's there. And there's no living relatives that we know of.
But everybody claims to have some Pepperton blood in them.
Exactly. And somebody someday is going to come back and claim the town.
It's game over.
He's going to put a Caldors in it. Ruin it all.
He's going to mow it down.
Put in 7 bowling alleys.
And an air.
It's like Sherry will be happy.
Sherry wants 7 bowling alleys.
Airstrip.
I want a bowl. Yeah, it's going to just destroy it and make it a parking lot for East Peppertown. Oh, there's no parking in East Peppertown. No way you park in Peppertown. The Peppertown parking lot.
We're just gone way too far.
I love Peppertown.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.